slap it. Hope
you had a good yasser, had a good break, and now you have to get back in. So somehow the minhag here in yeshiva is, as long as I'm here a very long time, is that basically the year ends in April. You go from September to April, and then there's no yeshiva, and June is just a small fraction of the guys, and July and August there's nothing to talk about. So basically it's 8 month year and then 4 months break from learning. Guys learn in other ways, but as far as the yeshiva framework is concerned, a lot of guys July and August find other venues for learning, but as far as the yeshiva, it's 8 months on and 4 months off. And Chazal says, so every day down is a loss of 2 days. So can't really make very much progress that way. So it's an issue. So anyway, so a lot of years, every year I grapple with it in a different way. But some of the years, what I've been doing and what I want to do this year is to sort of ignore that and to treat the post Pesach period from after Pesach until the end of June as a zman. That's 2 months. It's a whole zman. We'll have a week off for finals, but basically it's a whole 2 months is a zman. But just June by itself is a very short period of time. What can you accomplish just in, yeshivas that have El is also a short zman. But El in the regular yeshivas, at least it's an adjunct to the winter. They start the winter limud in El, or they continue the summer limud in El, the summer zman. So it's not a zman all by itself. It's either part of the Chayetz zman or part of the Chayetz zman. But just 1 month is a very short period of time. Especially at the rate that we learn, 2 months already is something. So that's what I want to do. So I was sort of grappling what exactly should the limud be, but in the end I decided to do Hagozel because it's a nice limud, a little bit. It's a very beautiful parak. And then I sort of thought I really wanted to start right after Pesach, which is what we do. We're starting right now, not to wait until another week for the semester to officially end. But I don't know how many. I don't know for sure how many guys are going to be staying for exactly how long. So at least this with Luha Gozel, I had a Pesachesbon in mind. Even the guys who are only going to be staying in Shir till the end of the semester, at least it's connected to the Sigim Mitzvah Babavera, which we did in Perek Habayna. And so I wanted, at least I was trying to structure it in such a way that we'll get to Mitzvah Babavera first, and then we'll go back to some of the other Yidnanim that we're going to gloss over right now. I'm not quite sure how well it's going to work, but. But that's nonetheless the plan. So the Moshul, we're going to read to the Mishnah, but we're not really going to get into right now Nikhtim Roshin, if it's Olav, and Nifudu Olav, and so on, which these are big Mitzayas, a lot of Shittas and Rishayim, and very Negal HaLamais, and we're going to get to it. We're going to do Mitzvah Babavera first, just for that. But it's Amen. But we'll see. We also have to deal with Lachem and Hodder, so there's a few other things that we have to deal with first. That's really not Shayach Tiskin. Okay, so that's it. So hope we'll look. It doesn't seem to me that we have mamish everybody here. Do we have everybody here? No, I have a roster. But anyway, I hope guys will stay. I hope you'll stay for as long as you can. Obviously I can't be. I can't obligate anybody. But the mechuvan is guys should stay till the end of June, as much as is possible. After this week, we'll have only every 3 days. It'll be 3 days a week. After starting next week, it'll be 3 days a week. I guess Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And this week, I'm not saying Wednesday. For the matter, I'm going to Washington with the NORPAC Congress, so do something for Israel. So I won't be here on Wednesday. Okay, fine. So anyway, let's start. So the Mishnah says, "Luluf HaGozel V'Hayovish Pasul." So what does Rashi say? Lulav HaGozel? Does Rashi Lulav Kashel tomorrow? That's what the Lulav is, if we didn't know. And later on, the Mishnah is going to talk about Hadas Verova separately. In other words, Rashi wants you not to get scared. It says you lulav hagozel v'yavish. Maybe it means only a lulav hagozel. Maybe only a lulav that's gozel and yavish is possible. Maybe that's supposed to imply that Hadas and Verova that are gzulim or yavishim are not possible. So you just know about it. That's not true. but the Mishnah, but those are going to be treated separately. Each min is going to get its own Mishnah. The whole Mishnah Ayataka start Hadas Hagos Vayavish Possel, and Arova Hagzulavab Hagzulavayavish Psula, and Esther Kayavish Vagosel Possel. But first, right now, we're dealing with Luke. Gozel, what's the Psula of Gozel? Possel, Ulakachtim Lachem, Psil, Mishalachem. Psula of Lachem. Yeah, that's going to be needed in the Gemara if there's other Psulim as well, but Lakala Pachas is a Psula of Lachem. Yavesh, what's the Psula of Yavesh? There's Rashi. The Ba'inan Mitzvah Muluderes, Chziv Ve'an Ve'u. The reason why Yavesh is possible is because there's a din of Zekeli Ve'an Ve'u, it's not a part of a mitzvah, so you need to have a Mitzvah Muluderes, and Yavesh lacks in Zekeli, Ve'an Ve'u. So Taisus and the other Rishonim, this Rashi is a major Rashi, it connects to the first Rashi in the Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara as well. Rashi says that the Psula of Yavesh, which the Gemara calls the Psula of Hodah, is learned out from not from the Pasuk by not from any of the not from the Pasuk of Lulav and Esther B'chal, not from the Mitzvah of Dalaminim altogether, but rather from the general generic din of Zekei Levan Veil. The Gemara says in a few places it's not the fun of the mitzvahs, that there's an Indian to make mitzvahs beautiful. That's the Psula of Yavesh. So a few questions here. First of all, Taisus asked that Zekei Levan Veil is not a Psula. First of all, Mr. Reddy, Taisus doesn't say. When the Gemara says Zekeli Maveh, when the Gemara has the drasha Zekeli Maveh, the Gemara gives examples of Lulav, Sefer Torah Noah, Tzitzis Noah. You're supposed to make mitzvahs beautiful. We have Sefer Torah that's not Noah, it's a psul. Or Tzitzis that are not Noah, and the Talis Noah, the Gemara says, that's not a psul. So, Indian, Zekeli Maveh. Taisus asks also, that Taisus doesn't mention, Taisus has a stronger kasha from a Gemara Lagabi Lulav Esrik itself. The Gemara says in the first parak, that we pass the Lulav Ein Sarach Eger. If you do those Lulav Sarach Eger, you have to tie them together. We pass the Lulav Ein Sarach Eger. The Gemara nonetheless says that it's a mitzvah of the Mishum Zakeli Ve'an Ve'u. But if you're not Magad, it's kosher. It's a beferish. If you're not Magad, it's kosher. So there you see beferish, even the Gabi Lulav Esrik itself. If you have something that's required by Zakeli Ve'an Ve'u, and yet it doesn't pass it. So you see that Zakeli Ve'an Ve'u is not a psul. That's kasha number one, Taisus asks. Question number two, Taisus asks, is that the Gemara later on that Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says Befeirish, that the psul of Yavesh is Xeris HaKosuv because it says pre-Eitz Hodor, and Hodor is Mechayev Yavesh. What does it say back in that Lamed Aleph? What's the Gemara Taisus? Whoever put the Mar Mechayev in the parentheses in Taisus, I think it was slacked off over here. Mefarish be Gemara Mishum the Iskis Shlulu Ve'Esur, the Chesid Ve'Hodor. Should say parentheses, Lamed Aleph Min Aleph. It's a Gemara that Lamed Aleph Min Aleph. What's the Gemara over there? The Gemara there says Lamed Aleph Min Aleph. Try to take a look if you have it. The Gemara says Lamed Aleph Min Aleph, but a little bit more than halfway down. I don't know if the Gemara comes to me, except the Xerox of the case they were doing. The Gemara says that Lamed Aleph. The Rava said, Omer Rava, Morgan is a Bryce, Machlek is a Bibin Chachamim, if Lulav HaYavish is possible. The Gemara says that Lulav HaYavish is possible. But the Gemara is a Bryce that it's actually Machlek is Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Lulav HaYavish is possible, is kosher. Chachamim say like the Mishnah Lulav HaYavish is possible, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says Lulav HaYavish is kosher. Says Rava, Machlekes, that the Machlekes is only by Lulav. Chachamim hold we're makish Lulav LeEsrik, and by Esrik it says Hadar, so Lulav has to be Hadar too. And Rabbi Yehuda is not makish Lulav LeEsrik, but in Esrik HaYavish is possible to Kol Yalma, because by Esrik for sure you have a din of Hadar, and Yavish is not Hadar. Says, so it's a fair shigamar. The psul of Yavesh is not because of Zekeli Van Veil. Zekeli Van Veil is by Lulav and Esrik equally. You don't need a hekesh from Lulav to Esrik from Esrik to Lulav. The first shigamar that it's exerts a kosuv by Esrik. At Kedekaka to be a machlekes that we do in Chacham, where we makish Lulav to Esrik. And the psul of Lulav and Yavesh is because we're makish it to Esrik. So you see the fair that it's exerts a kosuv. Nothing to do with Zekeli Van Veil. It's a special exerts a kosuv. That's also Kash and Rashi. Then I guess there's another kasha you could ask in Rashi, because Taisus doesn't exactly ask, but also we need to ask, and that is what's driving Rashi. Now, however Rashi deals with his kashas, Rashi must have a reason why he's learning about Zekeli Van Veil. Where is Rashi coming from? That probably belongs more to that last kasha maybe belongs more to the Gemara we'll see in a few minutes. So the Ne'imi says, as far as Taisus' first kasha is concerned, Zekeli Van Veil is not a psul. How come over here it's a psul? So the Ne'iri says, the Ne'iri likes Rashi's Tradi, he kind of agrees with Rashi. Says to the Ne'iri that the Zekeli Van Veil is not a psul where it's not as noah as it could possibly be. Now, Zekeh Rebbe says, make it as noah as mehudar as possible. It's noah lefano, it should be as noah as possible. So, that's only lechatchila, and noah is the maximum possible, is only as lechatchila. If you didn't make it as noah as it could possibly be, but it has a little bit of noah about it, so that's not possible. But lulav hayovesh has no hinder at all. It's totally, it's, I think it was the Yishami, but amazing, you have a luka, it's amazing. It has no hither at all. It's dried up. It's nothing. It has no vestige of hither left to it. Something that's mishulul hither altogether, that already is not merely a lack of l'chatchila, that's a pastus. There Zekeh Levei becomes a pastus. Zekeh Levei says that you have to have a modicum of hither in order to be, you have to have a modicum of hither just to be kosher. And then you should make it as noah as possible. That's even better. So that's how it could be that Zekeh Levei should be a psul. That's got because this is his first kasha. What about the kasha in the Mordaf Lamed Aleph? Mordaf Lamed Aleph is a beferish. Right over there says beferish. That is learned that from Halter. And the Makkos Lulav Esher. So the Meiri says, some strange thing. Says the Meiri, Maisa, Rav over there is Yitaisa. You see, you go to the end of the Sugya over there, you see Rav Shlagah. Rav Shlagah, Lagabi, what he said in Rabbi Chachom and Rabbi to argue about Lulav Yomesh. So Rava's main thesis is that the machlok is only with lulav, but the esrog divrei hakol pasul. So the Gemara at the end of the day brings a brisa that Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda argue by esrog hayavish also, and Rabbi Yehuda, who's machshir lulav hayavish, is machshir esrog hayavish also. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from the psul of hader b'chal, doesn't even pasul in esrog hayavish. Now, pastors, you read that Gemara. That's not a tain on thesis. Taisus says at the end of the you still see in that Gemara that the psul of Yovesh has to do with the Xeris HaKosum of Hadar, creates Hadar. Now, whether Rava thought that Rabbi also subscribes to that, and it's only that he's just not makish Estrig to Luluf. Maskanis Gemara is that it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the Xeris HaKosum of creates Hadar at all, and he's makish even at Estrig Yovesh. Okay, so Rava was wrong on the Rabbi Yehuda part. But as far as Pshat and the Chacham is concerned, why the Chacham and Pasul Yovesh? The Rava was decisive in that. Rava learned that it's learned after the Zeres and Chosov, it creates Hadar by Esrog, and there was a Hekesh of Lulav to Esrog. In that Rava wasn't decisive. So it's still arrived from that Gemara, like having an Esim Psul. Where does the Psul Yavish come from? The Psul Yavish says in that Sugya, Rava says the Psul Yavish comes from, creates Hadar with the Hekesh, Lulav to Esrog. Rava was decisive, and he thought Rabbi Yehuda also was on board for that. Turns out Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to it, but Lagabi the Chacham, Rava was not decisive. But the Meiri says that since Rava was Yitaisiv, so that sugi is like his bottle. This is like bottle, I think it's lost his bottle, Kaicha. The Kaicha of that sugi is bottle. It's an abortive sugi, and Meila can't build on that sugi. So we can ignore that sugi, and we can say that the psul of Hadar has nothing to do with Priyates Hadar. The psul of Yavish, rather, has nothing to do with Priyates Hadar, but rather it's because of Zekeli Vianveil. That's the Meiri. And then he says, Taka, what's. And then he likes Rashi's Pshat. What's so attractive about Rashi's Pshat? So he likes Rashi's Pshat because the Niri says that he says it's very. I don't have the Niri in front of me, but he says that he says that he doesn't like the Hekesh because he says Priyates Hadar. Hadar is not. We shouldn't talk to discuss this. The ritual talks about it. Is Priyates Hadar a trait? Is Hadar a trait that an Esrog has to have, or is Hadar the Shem Amin? The name of an esrog is Priyates Hadar. Like, how do you know that it says Taurus is Priyates Hadar? Well, maybe it's a nice apple. So we have drushes that a Hadar is specifically an esrog. Says the Meiri, how do you know a little esrog? An esrog has to be Hadar. An esrog is Priyates Hadar because that's its name. It's an esrog. Its name is Priyates Hadar. Just like we're not makish a lulav to an esrog to a lulav, that a lulav has to be kapais tomorrow. So maybe we should make a hekesh that an esrog also has to be kapais tomorrow. That's not a hekesh. An esrog is an esrog, a lulav is a lulav. An esrog is Priyates Hadar. How can you makish a lulav to esrog? So therefore, that's why he thinks Rashi didn't like this hekesh of the idea that we're makish. We learn out of Hadar by lulav from Hadar by esrog. Doesn't seem that could be such a hekesh. Rather, it's zekeli behind veil. It's a very strange maybe. It's a nice ha'ara. It's a taka ha'ara. See, in the ritual discussed a little bit. It's a nice ha'ara. But what are you going to do? Rabbi says otherwise. Rava says that we're makas lulav esrog for the din of Hadar. Yes, the Rava was a taisa of Lagabi Rabbi Yehuda, but so therefore we just ignore Rava. Rava If not for the Brisa, Rava wouldn't be Tosef. The Gemara says Rava is absurd. The Gemara just said that there's a Brisa against Rabbi Yehuda. Rava was there's a Brisa against Rava, but you can't say Rava says something that doesn't make any sense. Very difficult to hear. The Maaser Rashi is we'll have to see. We'll see later on. Hopefully, we get to the Gemara. We'll see more about what to do with Rashi. This much I think for sure, though, I think this much for sure, you have to say in Rashi that. That Lagavi Tosis first, the Lagavi Tosis question that Zekhel Aveil is not a psul. So the Chalot Harakulu Zekhel is not a psul. How can Zekhel Aveil over here be a psul? Without that, I think you have to say what the Meiri says. And even Rashi have to say that that this is a stronger kind of Zekhel Aveil. This is Zekhel Aveil that doesn't, it's not as Mahudr as it might possibly be. But Yovish is much stronger than that. Yovish is something that doesn't have any hither at all. It's Meshul Hither Lagami. So there, Zechel and Reb becomes absurd. Let's see, like, Gemara says, Rashi says, Shall Asherah, Elon Shalit, and Mason of Arizor, the Gemara and Farish time, the Gemara is going to explain why the Lulu Shal Asherah is possible. Shall we only Dachas? Why is that possible? Should the Strafe Code? The Sivet's Hosra, the Tikbets. The Lulu Boy Shir Dalat Fokim, Kiril Kamad, became in the Highland Strafe Code, Ain Shir, Ain Shirui Kayim. The Kisar of Domi. That's the Gemara. The Emes is the Sahara here in Rashi. The Gemara says that that's the Psalm of Luv Shal Asherah also. The reason why Luv Shal Asherah is possible, the Gemara says also because of the Sreifa Koi. So how come when it says by Luv Shal Asherah, Rashi says the Gemara Mepharish time? And when it comes to Asherah, Rashi tells me the time, because Tusim Ech Bashir. Well, that's the time for Luv Shal Asherah also. I'm just flagging it. Really belongs to the Sugya over there. We'll have to see when we get to the Sugya. Now it's not really shy to talk about it intelligently. Let's see right there. It says Rashi. Diktam Rashi, Posel, the Lehavi Hodder. Diktam Rashi is Posel because it's not Hodder. Stummy means, and therefore it's not Zekhel Aveil. Rashi before said, what's wrong with something that's hard to believe? Rashi here means Exeris Kosovo Hodder. Rashi is working now that we don't learn, we're not using these, we're not building these Exeris Kosovo Hodder. Stummy means Zekhel Aveil. At least for the time being. We'll see. I don't want to make a mental note. But Pashtus, when Rashi says the Lo Yehavi Hodor, it doesn't mean Exeris HaKosov of Hodor. Because you see Rashi before, is not going with Exeris HaKosov, whatever we're going to do with the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, it's a problem. But you see Rashi not going with Exeris HaKosov of Hodor by Yovish. So here we say Nikdim Rashi's Lo Yehavi Hodor, he can't mean Exeris HaKosov of Hodor. The stomach he means Zekhel Ivan Veil. Lack of Zekhel Ivan Veil before Rashi brought the puzzle. But Lamai said going forward, Rashi's going to use the word Hodor to mean Zekhel Ivan Veil, which is not so terrible, because we're going to have that right away in the first Gemara. The Gemara says that how come Yovish is possible called Shiva, because you need Hodor, and Rashi says this is Zekhel Ivan Veil. So Hodor is another term for, according to Rashi, Hodor, in Gemara language, can reference Zekhel Ivan Veil. It doesn't have to reference Priyates Hodor. So not so terrible. Nit Nimrish Lehavi Hodor means it's not Zekhel Ivan Veil.
Rashi's initial
Zekhel
Aveil is really just trying to explain
initial Anochim Gemara. I'm going to say better. We'll see. I didn't mean anything by that. I just mean. Zot Rashi, Nifritzu Olav, Mishedra, Ve'enu Mechubarim, Elgadei Aguda, Kichuf Yeshikarin Ashkuba, Ashkuba is a broom, Lav Hodaru. Again, it's not Hodar. The Rashi learns Nifritzu Olav means that the leaves were totally detached, and then you tied them to the Shedra like a broom. And that's also possible as lack of Hodar. Yeah, it's a Shedra Rashi Lomaisa. Chayes not a lulav at all. The lulav, if the olam are totally detached, the Gemara says, "Wait, you have a lulav doesn't have any olam at all." Gemara says, "Ufsa, just a lulav that never branched out." So that's not a luv. That's a lot of pasul. The Rishayim will say for the pasul that ufs is pasul all 7 days. Chala luv. So if you have a luv, all the olam fell off. So if the olam fell off, so it's not a luv. It's a ufs. So what does it help tying it back on? And the emes is more shredding that. Let's say Rashi holds that it is a luv. Let's say Rashi tchelik me. Rashi, the luv could fall off and it's still a luv. What if you didn't tie the luluf back? What if you had a luluf? All the olam fell off. I assume Rashi meant all the olam. I mean, if some of the, you have enough olam left to cover the shedra, then that's perishing more. You can cut off some of the olam. It doesn't pass the luluf. Like people do that all the time. They cut off olam to make the rings. It's a gemara. You'll have it. If you cut off the olam, as long as you have enough olam to be cut for the shedra, the luluf is still kosher. So Rashi's not talking about where you cut off a few extraneous olam. He's talking about, presumably, he's talking about you cut off so many olam. You cut into the kashas of the luluf. Maybe you don't have enough olam now to be chayv for the shedra. So what if you had such a case? You took off the olam, and you didn't tie them back. You didn't tie them back on like a roof. You just left the shedra, the bald shedra, without the olam. So about it, that's possible. I mean, even if you tied it back on, it's possible. It's possible. So about it, if you didn't tie them back on, it's for sure possible. But why is it possible? Is it possible because it's lax in hadar, or is it possible because it's not a luluf at all? The mashmois in Rashi is you tell me, listen, what were you saying? You took off all the olam, but you didn't tie them back on. So that is possible, no question that it's possible. Ali Dvarim Kolshke. If you tie them back on, it's possible. So if you didn't tie them back on, for sure it's possible. But I want to know why is it possible. It's possible because it's not a luv. Or it's possible because it lacks in hugger. Of course, some of you say it's not a luluf, but why not in Rashi? Is it possible because it lacks in hugger, or is it possible because it's not a luluf? So, if we'll say that it's not a luluf, so when you tie them back on, Rashi's mind knows that it is a luluf, it just lacks an olam. So we'll have to say, it's a strange thing. That tying the olam back on really makes it back into a luluf, just not olam. That's very weird. If it's not a luluf and the olam fall off, so pasting, you know, it's like the pitten falls off, you paste it back on like in the stores, so that makes it good. Look at olam. It's not part of the esser. If the olam is not a luluf, so if you tie the olam back on, there's a havim, then now it can become a luluf again. It's much worse than a chisaron and a hadar. Elamai, maybe even if you never tie the back on, it's a chisaron and a hadar. Maybe it means if the olam fell off, it's possible only because it lacks in hadar. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that? The Mishnah says nifritzu olam is possible because of hadar. The mashmais in Rashi is that the lack of hadar is because it was nifritzu olam and you tied them back on. Kilu, if you didn't tie them back on, the mashmais in Rashi. If the lulavim falling off is already psul hadar, so let us say that. If the olam fell off, it's not hadar. Mashmais in Rashi is that if the lulavim fell off and you didn't tie them back on, that's worse than a lack of hadar. But if you tie them back on, that would maybe salvage the situation, except that it lacks an hadar. That's the chayr, the ring, how the lashon of Rashi is mashma that way. What lacks, the reason why this thing lacks in hadar is not because it doesn't have any leaves that are growing from it. The reason why it lacks in hadar is because the leaves are just tied on. That's a lack of hadar. If there be no leaves here at all, so that would be altogether not a luluf. Here, you tie the leaves back on, it is a luluf, but it's a luluf that lacks hadar. That's very hard. I'm between here, the svara and the lashon of Rashi. The svara, the chayr, is that tying it back on is nothing. If it's possible to lose, it doesn't make any sense. If when the olam fell off, it's not a luluf, then tying it back on is not going to make it into a luluf again. So it's just not a luluf either. But Rashi says that tying it back on is only lack of hadar. Elamais the cholamein, right? That even when the olam fell off in the first place, it was only lack of hadar. But Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi doesn't sound like when the olam fell off, it's a lack of hadar. Rashi sounds like it's a lack of hadar when you tie them back together. But if you didn't tie them back on, then you have worse problems than lack of hadar. Then it's altogether not a luluf. But sorry, how could that make sense?
Be that when it's leaves, the reason why it's not a luluf. Not program. Because
it's...
This is something.
Yeah, but that's isn't that strange? I mean, maybe that's what it says in this Rashi, that the problem of the leaves fall off is not that it's not a lulav, it's that the leaves and the lulav have to be put back together again. And the emissary did put them back together again, but not in a way that some of the... Strange. Yeah, like I've used this kapha storm. Yagdim yimala. I'll tell them. Yeah, but in Sfaris, it's a little bit strange. I mean, that's what it says in the Rashi. That's really what I want to bring up. It seems to say in the Rashi that really, if not for Hodor, if you take Hodor out of the picture, if you take Hodor out of the picture, that you could have a lulav where the olam fell off, and the din would be you have to tie them back on. That would be the din. You have to tie the olam back on because you have to have olam. But you can tie them back on. But you can't tie them back on because tying them back on is lack of Hodor. But if not for that, the din would be you can't take it without the olam, but you could tie the olam back on. What kind of strange halacha would that be?
What's
Rabbi Huda saying then? What? What's Rabbi Huda saying? He requires you to tie it. Yeah, Rabbi Huda told me a different case. Then let's see Rashi right. So by nifidu olav, Tanakama says that it's kosher. And Rabbi Huda says if the on bottom is still one lulav, but the olav on top are branched out, so yaagdem you should tie them together. She olav mashed b'kishalu lovim in order that. All of the olam should be coming up together. Well, there's that from kapos tomorrow, the motion of kofos. That the two of the lulav has to be. But there, at least you have a lulav. So the lulav is spread out. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to compress it back. You have to compress it back together. Yeah, that I could understand better. I see like that. I want to go back because Kalmar. Really not. We're going to come back to doing the nyonim of nifus olav nifud olav. We're going to come back to mitzvah. Sinei harabazim farsh begemara sinei dekolim certain kind of deckle with very short leaves sheiros lulavim shalem afapi shalom shalom tanim limoid vein olim olim im arka shel shedra deilin aneibayim farsh begemara shloishet tefachim tei shedra connected arka shel adas the tefach yosik deilin aneid the bayin and anua kedul kaman mai lumari mai lchumayvi las ruchis rois the tlolim roim so the lulav has to be four tefachim so deilin aneibay the mission should be read lulav sheish begemara shloishet tefachim who kedeilin aneibay you don't have four tefachim at all. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Kaposik v'toni, leishna b'yom tovishin, leishna b'yom tovshein. The Mishnah says categorically, that's what kaposik v'toni means, categorically, that lulav hagozel v'yavish posel, implying leishna b'yom tovishin, leishna b'yom tovshein. It doesn't matter whether it's yom tovishin, whether it's yom tovshein. Shalim yishalim, what yom tovshein means. It for sure doesn't mean yom tovshein shogolis, and that's obvious. Yom tovshein means the other 6 days. The Shalom Yishayim, we're talking about the other 6 days in the Mikdash, we're talking about the other 6 days in the Gehulim, we're talking about both. The Mitzvah Lulav Midaraisa, the Ikim Mitzvah Lulav Midaraisa is Yom Rishon everywhere, and Kol Shiva Bim Vim Mikdash. Because the Torah said, Lukachnim Lachem B'yom Rishon, Usmachtim Lufnei Hashem Lachem Shiva Yom. The Mishnah says that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin of Yerchim Ben Zakai, that we should take Lulav all 7 days, Zechel and Mikdash. So on Zechel and Mikdash, we have Lulav all 7 days. Now, before the Korban Avayis, Mikra Dina Deraisa is Lulav's first day Lulav and Kol Shiva Mikdash. So now when the Gemara over here talks about Yom Tov Sheni, does the Gemara mean, which again means the latter days, the last 6 days, is the Gemara talking about specifically the Gvulim, where it's only a Zechel Mikdash? Is the Gemara talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, where it's a Deraisa? Is the Gemara talking about both? We'll have to see in each Rishon, there's many different sheetahs here in Rishonim. We'll have to see the main sheetahs that we're going to be dealing with. Our Rashi Tosis, the Ramban, the Ran, and the Rama. Well, the Ramban and the Ran are similar, and the Ram, we have to see the Ram. So anyway, but we're going to start with Rashi. So Rashi learns Yom Tov Sheni here means, we'll see the Feirish Rashi, Yom Tov Sheni means the Gvulim, Zechel HaMikdash. The implication of Rashi is that the Mikdash is like Yom Tov Rishon. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no difference Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. But the Gemara here is making a distinction between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. It's talking about side the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Tov Rishon is a Deraisa, and Yom Tov Sheni is only a Zechel HaMikdash. That's really the line over here between the Mitzvah Lulav Deraisa and the Mitzvah Lulav that's only a Zechel HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Vleishnav Yom Tov Rishon, Vleishnav Yom Tov Sheni. Zot the Gemara, Vishnav Yavesh. So I understand why it's possible even in Yom Tov Sheni, because Hodavin and Velekel, it lacks in Hodav. Ela Gozel. When it comes to Gozel, Vishnu Yom Tov Vishnu Nichsiv Lachem Mishel Lachem. The first day is Pesul Lachem. Elav Yom Tov Sheni Amai Loi. But why is it possible the other 7 days? So it says in this Gemara that the Gemara assumes that the Pesul of Hodor is all 7 days. But the Pesul of Lachem is only the first day. Again, according to, you know, every Rishon Kedei Islei, whether talking about Mimikdash or Begvulim, whatever it means. But Ma'aseh, what it says in the Gemara is that we're making a distinction between Hodor on the one hand and Lachem on the other. Lachem is only B'yom Tov Rishon. B'Shar Yom there's no din of Lachem. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, so why is the Luchadoz possible? So it's Kaposah Kefani. But Hodor, the Gemara understands that Hodor is Bishlam Hodor, but Yinan Yavos. Bishlam Yavosh, Yinan Hodor Aleka. The Psul of Yavosh, which is a Psul of Hodor, that the Gemara takes for granted that could be fine, that could be a Psul all 7 days. So the Rishonim asks, Tosfos, the other Rishonim, everybody asks, what's the difference? The Pasuk says Lachem, and the Pasuk says Hodor. It's the same Pasuk of Biyam Rishon. Lachem Lachem Biyam Rishon creates Hodor. So if Lachem is only Biyam, if Biyam Rishon qualifies Lachem, then it should qualify Hodor as well. And if Yom Tov Sheni is a din of Hodor, there should be din of Lachem. And if there's no din of Lachem, there shouldn't be a din of Hodor. So why, what's the Sakina Chariv over here? Why should we make such a distinction?
And Rashi is good, though. Rashi doesn't hold.
Oh, so that's what Rashi... I think Rashi Mamish addresses that question. Not only is it good, but Rashi Mamish says it. Let's see Rashi. Kaposik v'tani, pasul, leishn of Yom Tov Rishon, v'chiyuvim i deraisa. It's a fair shin Rashi. The difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is Yom Tov Rishon is deraisa, Yom Tov Sheni is only zecher, not deraisa. So he's not talking about the Mikdash. So loishna yom tovishin chiyuvim der ha'isa loishna yom tovsheni the less of intilus lulav elam midrabbonon where it's only a drabbonon that yom rishon ksiv. So vishnum yom tov vishnum yovesh rather posel bidrabbonon nami yovesh is posel says the gemara we understand even in drabbonon even in yom tovsheni came in the mitzvah mishum zeichel mikdash because since at the end of the day it's a mitzvah it's a mitzvah drabbonon but it is a mitzvah but inon hidur mitzvah so if it's a mitzvah you have to have hidur mitzvah. But lachem el amai loy mehechatesi lemisle. What is saying Rashi? I think the divrei Rashi mamish borer milelu. Rashi is addressing this question. What's the difference between lachem and hodor? Says Rashi. I think the mashmos what it says in this Rashi is the gemara is the site of is that lulav kol shiva which is only a zechel mikdash lulav yom tashen which is only a zechel mikdash. It does not have dinim lulav esher. The dinim that are learned out from the pasuk, the psulim that are learned out from an from the Gezeres HaKosuv that was said by Lulav Esther in the Pasuk of Lekach Nelechem Yom Rishon do not apply to Yom Tov Sheni because Yom Tov Sheni is a Zechel HaMikdash. It's nothing to do. It doesn't have the dinim of the Pasuk, so it doesn't have Lechem. Whatever it says in the Pasuk is because Yom Rishon doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So why does Hodor apply? So it says Rashi Kalim the Mitzvah. Yom Tov Sheni may not be Mitzvah's Lulav. That's what Rashi means, Kevin the Mitzvah. Meaning, Yom Tov Sheni, Zechel HaMikdash, it's not Mitzvah's Lulav. It's a different Mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash. But it is a Mitzvah. So dinim that are not specific to Lulav and Esrog, but are generic to Mitzvahs everywhere, certainly apply to Yom Tov Sheni. So that's what the Gemara says. So Bishlama Yovish, I understand why Yovish is possible. Because at the end of the day, it's a Mitzvah. And if it's a Mitzvah, you need Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah means Zechel HaVeyu. All mitzvahs need zekeli ve'aveil, so I understand why Yovish is possible. I place to say yes, but zekeli ve'aveil is never a psul, and here is a psul, so we'll say like the Meiri. Zekeli ve'aveil is not a psul where you have at least some degree of hither, not maybe them, you know, not as much as you might, as you could imagine, but you have some. But Yovish, that's mishul, hither lagamre, so that's possible on account of zekeli ve'aveil, but that's a generic halacha in all mitzvahs. And Yom Tosheni is a mitzvah. So it's bechal mitzvah, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it has dine mitzvah. But dinei lachem, dinei that learned that in the Gzeres HaKosuv, that you only have Barishan, that you only have Barishan. There was dinei that say in that are learned that from the Pasuk only apply where the Pasuk applies. And the Pasuk is only Barishan. And again, I think with Yirashi, the Mikdash will be like Barishan. We're not talking about Mikdash. Of course, but Mikdash, the Pasuk's talking about Mikdash Kol Shiva. That also goes into the Pasuk. That's clear in Rashi. If we were talking about Mikdash, we wouldn't have this whole sugya. But Mikdash, there's no difference between Barishan and Beshiva. What's true Barishan outside of the Mikdash, the Torah says it's Machtam Tayyah Shem Elokechem, it's true called Shiva of the Mikdash. We're not talking here in the Mikdash. We're not addressing the Mikdash. We're addressing outside the base of the Mikdash. Outside the base of the Mikdash, you have a Pasuk of Lekach Nochem Yom Rishon, and then you have a Mitzvah Rabban and Zechel Mikdash that's not really based on that Pasuk, according to Rashi. It doesn't have the Dinam of the Pasuk. So whatever Dinam you have in the Pasuk, those are only Biyam Rishon. Lachem, for example, says in the Pasuk, it's only Biyam Rishon. For that matter, Hadar, if it would be learned out from the Pasuk, that's what Rashi is addressing. If Hadar was learned out from the Pasuk, it also wouldn't apply to Yom Tosheni. Because what does Yom Tosheni have to do with the Pasuk? Says Rashi, but Hadar, the Psul of Yovish is not from the Pasuk of Hadar. The Psul of Yovish is because Bayin hid the Mitzvah, because he needs Zekeli Van Meu. And Zekeli Van Meu, you have all 7 days. Rashi, I think it couldn't be more explicit than Rashi. I mean, that Rashi's mind is addressing this, that's what Rashi's explaining. The chilik between, that's the hadgosh in Rashi, came in the mitzvah. Came in the mitzvah, mishim zeichel mikdash. Meaning, all right, it's not a lulav and esrei. It's only a zeichel mikdash, but a mitzvah it is. So it has dinei mitzvah. It doesn't have dinei lulav esrei, but it has dinei mitzvah. Yeah, so that's it.
Why wouldn't parallel the mikdash be zeichel mikdash?
What?
Why wouldn't parallel the mikdash be zeichel mikdash?
Yeah, okay, that's like a... That's not the question. Why? You know, that's how they made a Zechel Mikdash, but doesn't mean it has to parallel. It would be interesting to compare it to other Zechel Mikdash, Chayuch, for example. It's a Shiloh Taket, Chayuch is. I have to go back and see in Arim Sakhar. You know, other things that are Zechel Mikdash, to point to Rashi, do they have to parallel the halachas of the Mikdash? Yes, Lipton.
One say that,
yeah,
that Rashi is saying that the Pasuk says, you may be saying that the reason why there would be a psul of Gozel comes from Midrash, because it's like an education between Biyom HaRishon and Smach of Nei Hashem HaKeichem, which is in the same Pasuk or something like that.
It's the same Pasuk.
Right. But like, could one say that in Mor HaHavimina, that the Pasuk only says Mishalachem when it comes to the first day, so maybe there's a HaHavimina that even in the Midrash, you can bring
no, but Rashi's at pains to say that we're not talking about the Mikdash. The whole Rashi is that we're not talking about the Mikdash. If that was the trap, then Rashi could learn the Gemara talking about the Mikdash. The whole point that Rashi is to avoid is to avoid that. Rashi is saying the chilik the Gemara is making to Yom Tovishin and Yom Tosheni is not the chilik between Yom Tovishin and Yom Tosheni, the Raisa in the Mikdash. That would be a whole different sugya. Some Rishonim to learn that's trapped in the sugya. Some Rishonim learn the Gemara is talking about Mikdash. The Ramban, for example, learns the whole sugya is talking about Mikdash. That's how Ramban deals with a lot of the problems with Tosfos Reis. This is a sugya about the base of Mikdash. The Gemara is not even talking about the Rabbanis. The Gemara is saying a halder applies called Shiva Mikdash. But Rashi is clearly not learning that. Like Rashi learns if we're talking about the Mikdash, Shavada has dinim saying that there's no distinction. The distinction here is between Zechel and Mikdash, which is a mitzvah, but that doesn't have stop the Pasuk, and things that say in the Pasuk.
Where do we see that Zechel is really a shaft for the Rabbans? Whenever the Gemara invokes it, it seems to be a mitzvah, the Raisa.
Yeah, Nechrami. That's also Chiddush, says here in this Rashi. That you have Zechel and Beir by the Rabbans. That's what it says here in Rashi. I mean, I could conceive that there might be, but the Maisin Rashi says that there's not. Let's see about that. We still haven't solved the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. You know, that's still going to be a problem for Rashi. It's against the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph says the Yovish is a psul of Hadar. Okay? We'll get there too. But meanwhile, Pshat and Rashi, I think, is very clear. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is a kasha. So how do we understand why you have all 7 days? We're learning how the Sugya is just a little bit of Rashi. So we understand how do you have all 7 days, because that's a generic thing by all mitzvahs, Zekeli Van Veu. But Lachem is specifically a lulav and esrei dikadin. It has to do with the posel. So it has to do, it's only Biyom HaRishon, it has nothing to do with Zechel HaMikdash. So why is it, what happened to, how can the mitzvah say, Kaposuk V'toni? Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Shim Ben Yechai, Mishum Dehavi Le Mitzvah Bo Be'aver, Shanem Rav Yechon Gozul Asa Pisayach Mesad, Choyle Gozul Dumi De Pisayach Ma Pisayach Le Lesley Takanto, Av Gozul Lesley Takanto. That's a hekesh. The Novi compares a carbon that's a piseach to a carbon that's a gozel. So just like a piseach, it's a piseach. That's it. It's lame. It's going to stay lame. So too, gozel means gozel is a psul. It's a categorical. It's not a psul. It could be remedied. Let's say takanto, and then which means leishno lefneiyush leishno laachayush. So vishno lefneiyush. I understand why a carbon hagozel is possible because it's not yours to bring as a carbon because it says odom kiyakim mikem lamerechmona v'lav. It's not his. Elachayush, hakanya biyush. But after giyush, the guy of his kind of biyush. Passes through Rashi learning the sugya. The Gemara is assuming that yush is kind. That's the machlekes in Baba Kama. Is yush kind of the guy? The way Rashi learns the Gemara, this sugya is assuming that yush is kind. So after yush, it belongs to the guy. So it doesn't lack in mikem. And yet the Navi says it's a pisech v'esav gozel. It's a gozel v'esav pisech. That is no good. Elalav mishum dehavle mitzvah baba aver. See, there's a new psul of mitzvah baba aver. And this is not a lulav and esrei psul. This is a generic psul by all mitzvahs. So this could apply to a zeichel mikdash too. The Yom Rabbeinu Mishum Yechai might have said, "Kani Hashem Oyev Ayah Mishmat Sina Gazal Baila, Mashal Melech Masav Dom, Shay Ibrahim Besa Mechas, Amalai Vada, two Mechas Lamechsim, Amalai Vada, Kala Mechas Kula Shalcho, Amalai Mimeni Yumudu Kalei Vidrachim, Lay Yavich Rasma Mina Mechas, Afakarish Boko, Amar Nisham Sina Gazal Baila, Meni Yumudu Bonai, Yavich Rasma Mina Gazal. It Manami, Omer of Ami, Yavish Possel, Neshain Hadar, Gazal Possel, Misham Dhabli, Mitsabo Baber, Rab Ami, says Beferish, that's the what's going on here. Gazal was Possel. As Mitzvah above Avera, it means apparition, which you don't need it, it's Lachem. But Gos is possible for Shah Yom, as Mitzvah above Avera, and the Yobish is possible as Hoda. Let's hear Ashi. Shanem Avesim Gosel, the Ashkechon Kroh, the Oster Lahavi Mitzvah, the Ashkechon Kroh, the Oster Lahavi Mitzvah Biavera. Ma Pesachin Latakon, Lachet Man Lakilo, Shrahimun Kabue Lamasul, Af Gosel Yafinami Nod, the Engle Takon, Lachet Man Lakilo Biyush. The Shamin Le Lamoy, the Miyash, Rome Valley, the Xar Kiss, the Afagadani Machni, Armin and Babakama, the Kony Le Biyush, the Havidi Day. So that's the first. This Gemara is going with Yush Kony. I feel the Hoch, Shimri Chai is going with Yush Kony. I feel the Hochi, Akubilum is Bechle, still can't bring it as a carbon because it's a Mitzvah over there. Sign a Gezel Boila, but Oil Shatam Evimli, and he signs the Gezel Shatam Gezel Moisam, the Afaki Shakel Shali, the Af Mitchila Shali Hoysa. It's Manami, the time of the Masnissim, the Gozel, the Yom Tashanim Shemitzvah over there. Let's continue the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Pliga de Rav Yitzchok. But this whole Mahalach, and Rav Ami in particular, is against Rav Yitzchok by Nachmeni. Lom Rav Yitzchok by Nachmeni, Omer Shmuel, Loi Shana El B'Yom Tavishin, Aval, that the Psul of Gozel is not only B'Yom Tavishin. Aval B'Yom Tavishin, Mitoich She Yoytzi B'Shol, Yoytzi Nami B'Gozel. Since he's Yoytzi B'Shol, meaning since you don't eat Lachem, B'Yom Tavishin, so Gozel's also okay. Because all we care about is Lachem. As long as there's no problem with Lachem, Shaul is kosher, so Gozel is kosher as well. So Kitz B'Kitzer, Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Achmeni Omer Shmuel, apparently is chaylik on the Kaposik V'Toni. He's chaylik on a few things. First of all, he's chaylik on the Kaposik V'Toni. He doesn't have this dig of Kaposik V'Toni. He also not a right. The Mishnah said, Lulam HaGozel Posel, it doesn't mean Yom Tov Sheni. It means only Yom Tov Rishon. He also seems to be chaylik on the Psul of Mitzvah over there. Nice is Gozel is kosher b'shar yom. Seems to be he doesn't hold from the psul of mitzvah by there. So Taisa says, the bottom Taisa here in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that he's only chaylik a mitzvah by there by derabbanans. He agrees that by deraisis is mitzvah by there, but by derabbanans, by mitzvah derabbanan, if the chain is a mitzvah derabbanan, that's where Shmuel holds. There's no psul of mitzvah by there. We'll see later, but I want to see. We'll see. I want to point out. I don't think Rashi that way. Well, let's see Rashi. So I'll show you the Deacon Rashi in a minute. So the Gemara continues. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, so Rav Nachman is against the Kasha on Shmuel and Rav Yitzchok bar Nachmeni. Lulav ha-gozel v'ayovish posel. The Mishnah says lulav ha-gozel is posel. Hashol kasha. The Mashmois in the Mishnah is it says gozel, doesn't say shol. If the psul in the Mishnah would only be as lachem. So it should have said a bigger chiddush, that even shol is possible. Why does it say gozel? Chayr shol is a bigger chiddush. So, and yet the Mishnah says gozel, doesn't say shol. The implication is that shol is taka kasha. So why could it be kasha? So Amish, when is the Mishnah talking about? Elaim will be Yom Tefrishin, if we're talking about Yom Tefrishin, haksiv lachem is shalachem. Can't be talking about Yom Tefrishin, be Yom Tefrishin, even shol is kasha. So alachas kama v'chama, gozel is kasha. I mean possible. Even shol is possible, be Yom Tefrishin. So alachas kama v'chama, the gozel is possible. The Mishnah can't be talking about Yom Tefrishin. It must be that the Mishnah is talking about Yom Tesheni when there is no problem of Lachem, and that's why Shol is kosher. Vikatoni Gozel Posel. And the Mishnah says that nonetheless, even though it's talking about Yom Tesheni, it says that Gozel is Posel. So it's a riot to Rav Ami, and it's a Kasha on Shmuel. Says Rashi. No Rashi. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rava, Rava Omar, Omar Rava. Yeah, it has to be Omer Rava. Rava Omer doesn't make sense. On the side, they bring that the Rosh as a Gerser of Ashi. But we have the Gerser of Rava. It's going to be important in a minute. So Omer Rava, so Rava answers, La'olam b'yom tefrishin. No, the Mishnah La'olam is Omer yom tefrishin. Laiku, like Shmuel. There's no psul of Gozel b'yom tefrishin. The psul of Gozel is only b'yom tefrishin. As what? As lachem. No mitzvah b'aner. V'loimi b'yom. So I said, why doesn't it say shol? Says Rava, let me buy a comer. Gozel is a bigger chiddush. Loi mi buy a shol the lab today. Shol, everybody knows not his. Aval gozul, emas tam zeil yishvaylem ukididei domi. But gozul, you might think that gozul is lachem. Because gzeil, you have to go by definition, means that the baalim don't know you took it. Because if the baalim don't know you took it, then it's gneva, not gzeil. So gzeil means you took it, you robbed the baalim to his face, your armed robbery. So gzeil, not armed robbery, but robbery, you took it from him. You wrested it from him. So now the baalim knows, musami's miyash. I might have thought, musami's miyash, and if it's miyash, then it belongs to the gazan, and it's taka lachem, it doesn't lack in lachem. Kamash malon, so the Mishnah therefore teaches me that it is possible. That it's possible, that even gozel is possible beyond the vision. So therefore, we're talking beyond the vision, Rabbi Pista Shmuel, we're talking beyond the vision, and Shol is not a possible as lachem, and gozel is also possible. That's the Kiddush, even gozel. Now let me ask you a question. Yom the vision, gozel is possible, according to Shmuel, Rabbi. Gozel is possible only Kaidim Yish or even after Yish? Kaidim Yish. Kaidim Yish lacks in. But after Yish, it's his. It's the lack of Lachem. What about Mitzvah Bavera? He doesn't hold the Mitzvah Bavera. But according to Tosfos, he only doesn't hold the Mitzvah Bavera in their abundance. In their Isis, he does hold the Mitzvah Bavera. According to Tosfos, the Kamash Malon, Tasha had to read the Kamash Malon. I would have thought that only Shol is possible, because Shol lacks in Lachem, but Gozel, maybe it's time Zeil Yishvayim, it doesn't lack in Lachem. Kamash Mon, what's the Kamash Mon? You learn the Kamash Mon two ways. You can learn the Kamash Mon, it's time Zeil is not Yishvayim, and it's not Lachem. Or you can learn that no, Lachem's time Zeil is Yishvayim, and it is Lachem, but it's possible on the first day, because the Mitzvah Baver, because in Deraisis, it's still Mitzvah Baver. If he tells this, it's the second way. But what does Rashi say? Kamash Malon, Ad the Shamina the Yaish, they call it. The Kamash Malon is that even though Yotze stands Eliyish by him, Ad the Shamina the Yaish, they call it. The Maimer Omar has to the talk of Minayla, Machet Hafsinu Levidino. So Rashi is prepared. The Kamash Malon is that Stam Zeil is not Yish by him. But if Stam Zeil would be Yish by him, then it would be kosher. Hi, what happened to Mitzvah Bavair? Shmuel doesn't hold for Mitzvah Bavair, apparently not even by Beer Isis. So in Rashi is Mukhuch that Shmuel does not subscribe to Mitzvah Bavair at all, not only not by Yom Tosheni, which is a Darabonon, but not even by Yom Tavishan, which is a Deiraisa. Not like Tosfos. So I see a deal here that we have to make like Rashi and Tosfos. To what extent is Shmuel Chaylik on the Din of Mitzvah? Habobi Avera. The Rambam also holds like Rashi. The Rambam, okay, we talked about it in Shabbos. The Rambam paskins like Shmuel, that Lulav HaGozel is kosher. Lulav HaGozel is kosher, except Yom Tavishan, when you need Lachem, but Bashar Yom Lulav HaGozel is kosher. And the Rambam implies, let's say perish, but the Rambam is mashma, the lulav ha-gosel is kosher, even b'mikdash. Chayim v'dayik in the Rambam says lulav ha-gosel is kosher, not only b'gvulim, but even in the base of mikdash. But the Rambam holds no lachem v'shayom, even in the mikdash, that has to do with, that's not like Rashi, but that's not our issue right now. But the Rambam holds, because the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah b'aver, lulav ha-gosel is kosher, there's no mitzvah b'aver. Not only the Gvulim where it's a Darabonon, but even in the Beis HaMikdash, where Lulav is a Daraisa, the Rambam says that Lulav HaGozel v'Shar Yom is Kosher. Because there's no Din of Lachem, because the Rambam Shita is that Lachem is only Biyom HaRishon, even in the Mikdash is only Biyom HaRishon, that's not like we're learning in Rashi, okay. But what happened to Mitzvah Baver? Ferret says, the Rambam passed next Shmuel, there's no Psalm Mitzvah Baver. No Psalm Mitzvah Baver. So he has to say, that's like Rashi. Shmuel is Chaylik and Psalm Mitzvah Baver altogether. Of course, we had a problem. We were learning Shabbos. The Rambam passes that Matzah Gzula is possible because the Mitzvah Baba there. What's the difference? Matzah Gzula and Lulav HaGozel. So that was talked about Shabbos. Mitzvah Shem, we'll maybe come back to that. But for now, I just want to point out that there's a machlokes yishayim whether you had to learn to what extent the Shmuel chaylik on the Shmuel chaylik on yes, the Shmuel chaylik on Mitzvah Baba there. According to Tosfos, he's only chaylik on Derabbanan. He doesn't think Mitzvah Baba there could apply to Yom Tosheni. And according to Rashi, and the Rambam also, for that matter, Shmuel is entirely chaylik on mitzvah b'aver. There is no psul of mitzvah b'aver, at least insofar as Lulav HaGozel.
How is it lachem if you
have a
mitzvah to return it? Because like we learned by Yerani Dachas that really there's no shir, because it's like...
What do you mean, you have no mitzvah to return? If you kind of use, there's no mitzvah to return.
There's
to pay for it, but there's no mitzvah to return. Kind of, there's no mitzvah to return, yeah, right. So it comes out like this. So we have here a Gemara that Shmuel holds that Gozel is only possible by Amarishan. And when the Mishnah says Lulav HaGozel is possible, when is it possible? Only Yom Tovish. What happened to Kapasik Ketani? Shmuel doesn't hold from Kapasik Ketani. The Mishnah says Lulav HaGozel is possible. It doesn't mean Kapasik Ketani. It means Yom Tovish. What about Yavish? What does Shmuel hold about Yavish called Shiva? So perhaps just to say that already Shmuel's not talking about Mechates, the Yavish probably applies called Shiva as well. Where I said before, the Yavish applies called Shiva, because how the Be'inon is a Keli Varveil. But I want to suggest maybe that and maybe Shmuel holds it. Once Shmuel is free from Kapostik Vatonic, and Shmuel is no longer constrained by Kapostik Vatonic, so Shmuel doesn't have any great reason that he has to hold that Yavish is possible called Shiva. What I'm arriving at is this. After all, we're in Rashi now, in the world of Rashi. The notion that there's a Psul Yavish called Shiva is a very big chiddush. Because Rashi Shita is that the Psulim that say in Pasuk are only via Merisha. Lachem, Hador, anything that says in Pasuk according to Rashi is only Biyom Rishon. It's not Yom Tosheni, because Yom Tosheni is a Zechel HaMikdosh, and Zechel HaMikdosh is a Mitzvah B'Alma, and it doesn't have any Lulav Esrik B'Chal. So, that's how Rashi learns. Even in the Gemara before, that has been that even in the Stoma Gemara before, that holds from Kapasuk B'Tani, nonetheless, Rashi holds that it's a Dabba Pashut. That the dinim that are learned out from the pasuk are only Biyom Rishon. They're not on Yom Tosheni. Yom Tosheni is a Zechel Mikdosh. It's not really a Lulav Esrog at all. It doesn't have the dinim of the pasuk. Nonetheless, the Gemara said before that Yavish is possible called Shiva, because Hoda Ve'inon. So Rashi learned. How do we learn? What did Rashi say? Why is Yavish possible called Shiva? There's no psul of Hoda called Shiva. There's no Gzeres Hakosav of Hoda called Shiva. The same as no Lachem called Shiva. So why did the Gemara say that Hoda is possible all 7 days? What do we see in Rashi? Zekel Aveil. Zekel Aveil apostles. Which is a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. To say that Zekel Aveil was a psul. Zekel Aveil is not usually a psul. Yes, the Nevi gave us a hezmer. Zekel Aveil is not a psul, where it has some hiddur. But here, it's a Yovish, it totally lacks any vestige of hiddur or bechlal. So there, Zekel Aveil becomes a psul. That's a very big chiddush. Even for the Gemara, that's a chiddush. The Gemara has to say that chiddush. Because the Gemara holds. The Gemara before had to say that chiddush. The Gemara before had to posit that, because the Gemara before holds from what Kapasik V'Toni. So it says in the Mishnah, Yavish is possible called Shiva. So, but if you don't hold from Kapasik V'Toni, once you hold like Shmuel that there's no Kapasik V'Toni, there's no longer a hechrech to say this radical concept that doesn't really have any parallel anywhere else. That Zek Heli V'Anveu, you know, when pressed to an extreme, can become psul. So there's no, Shmuel may not hold that way. I'm not saying he can't hold that way, but he certainly doesn't have to. And in fact, I think I would read the Gemara that way. The Gemara before said, Bishlam Yavish, Be'in Rahod Veleka, means, Bishlam Yavish, we could explain. You know, if we have to, if the Mishnah says that Yavish is Kapostik V'Toni, so we could deal with it. We could say, well, maybe Hodor applies Kol Shiva. Zekele Vaveh applies Kol Shiva. That doesn't mean that it's written in stone, but we could live with it. The Gemara before was saying, we could live with Yavish being Kol Shiva. But what about Gozel? It's above there. But once Shmuel denies the Kapasik V'Toni, so then there's no great hechrech to say this radical notion that there's a psul Yavish / Zechel Ivan Veil called Shiva, and maybe there isn't. And after all, and I would add maybe it's a good measure, after all, the Mishnah puts Gozel and Yavish together. So now it turns out the Gozel is only Berishan, no? So that maybe by itself is Psuraglaim with over that Yavish is only Berishan. Or maybe they have the same time frame. I'm not insisting on that. No, maybe that doesn't follow. But it might follow. It might be such a concept. We'll see later on in Rishonim. It might be bouncing around here. But maybe the two things have the same time frame. But Kapanim, Shmuel is certainly free. Once he's free of Kapasik V'Toni, he doesn't have to say this radical chiddush that there's a Zekeli Vaneo called Shiva. And who holds like Shmuel? Rava. Not anymore. Rava says like Shmuel. I'm a Rava. Rava defends Shmuel. So Rava, the Rosh had a gister of Ashi, but in Agamar says Rava. Rava holds like Shmuel, but there's no Kapasik V'Toni. So that means that Rava also really has no hechrich that there's a psul yovish kol shiva. And again, l'fi Rashi, the psul yovish kol shiva is a new chiddush. It doesn't come in the regular dinim of hadr from the pasuk. It's a new chiddush that there's a zeh keli v'anveyu that passes yovish kol shiva, which is very radical. It's a chiddush din that had no parallel. The Gemara had to say it because the Gemara says yovish kol shiva kapasuk v'tani. But now according to Shmuel and according to Rava, there is no kapasuk v'tani. So according to Shmuel and according to Rava, it could very well be that Zek Halim Haideh was not absolute at all. What about the first day? Yavish is possible the first day. Why would Yavish be the first possible the first day if Zek Halim Haideh is not absolute? Because it's the rule of Esther. Because of Hadar, there's a possible. The first day is a possible. So it's tremendous Rabbah. Why am I saying all this? What am I being Marvia? Laman Aleph. Laman Aleph, Rava. That was Taisus Kasha and Daflamad Aleph. Rava Daflamad Aleph holds that Yavish is possible only because of the Pasuk of Hadar. And therefore he said, and therefore it has to do with Lulu Mashin and Lulu Esrog, and you need a Hekesh Lulu Esrog, you have to learn it out from Esrog and Rava. So Taisus said, what do you mean? What happens to the Kelim and Baal? Taisus says, Rava Lashitasa. We only need, by Rashi it's axiomatic that anything that says in Pasuk is only Berishin. It's not Kol Shiva. So if we have a Gemara that Kaposik Vitani, that there's a Psul Yavish Kol Shiva, that can't be coming from Hoda, that has to be Zek Heilin Vaveu, and we have to say a Chiddush Din, that Zek Heilin Vaveu is a Pastus. But we only have to say that Chiddush Din because we hold from Kaposik Vitani. But Rava and Shmuel don't hold from Kaposik Vitani, so they're not wedded to the notion that Yavish is possible called Shiva. As far as they're concerned, Yavish might only be Berishan. Gosel is only Berishan. Why can't Yavish be Berishan? Baharai is set together in the Mishnah. So I would say, according to Shmuel and Rava, the same way Gozel is only possible Berishan, Yavish is only possible Berishan. By the way, this is not so radical, because, again, we're not really learning out the Shita Rambam, but I'll just tell you now that the Rambam Shita also is that Yavish is only Berishan. I think versus Yavish is called Shiva. And it says that's only if Kaposik Vitani, the Rambam doesn't hold, the Rambam passes by Shmuel, there's no Kaposik Vitani Lagabi Gezel. So there's no Kaposik Vitani Lagabi Yavish as well. So perhaps I see the Berishan also fairs that way. That once there's no kapasik v'toni l'gabi gezel, there's no kapasik v'toni l'gabi yavish. So I think that's very mistaba in Rashi also. Once you, the kapasik v'toni for yavish, and the point is this, that according to Rashi, the kapasik v'toni of yavish is a very radical chiddush. Because it's a chiddush that the zek heli v'adeh that's a psul. So if we have to say it. The Gemara says kapasik v'toni, we have to say it. We can live with it. But if we don't have the kapasik v'toni, then we don't have to live with it. And zek heli v'adeh goes overboard. Zek heli is not a psul. It's not absolute anywhere else in the Torah, so it's not absolute here either. Either is absolute Yavish Berishan. Yeah, Yavish Berishan is possible because of Hadar. I Luluf doesn't say Hadar, that's Rav and Laflam and Aleph, Makshin and Luluf Lesser. It's Rav and Lashitasi from the Sugya of Yavis. So Hamura Mikola now, that we have here now, it's a Shita Meruvachas in Rashi, it's a Derech Meruvachas. You have a whole Mahalach here in Rashi, how Rashi learned up the Sugya and the relationship between this Sugya and the Sugya and the Lamed Aleph. The Yisoid HaDover is that Rashi holds, Rashi's Beferish, Tamat Beferish, that Lulav Kol Shiva, which means Lulav Yom Tosheni, which means, according to Rashi, Zechel HaMikdash. Zechel HaMikdash does not have Dini Lulav Esrog B'chah. It's a mitzvah, but it's not Lulav Esrog. It doesn't have any of the dinim of the Pasuk. It doesn't have the din of Hadar, and it doesn't have the din of Lachem. And that by Rashi is axiomatic, and less man the Pollock. That's all the Sugis agree to that. But at the end of the day, so we have a mission. It's a little bit of the Yavish Pasuk. Check the Gemara, what happened? The Pasuk is only the Pasuk is Berishan. How can the mission say Kapasuk Vitani? So the Gemara says, Mele Yavish, we can live with. That's how I'm reading the Gemara. Bishnama Yavish means we can live with Yavish. Because we could say that Yavish is absolute Zekeli Manbeu. And even though that's a Chiddush, we could posit the Chiddush that Zekeli Manbeu is absolute Kulshim. That Yavish, which doesn't have any Hidr at all, Mishul Hidr Lagamri, is absolute Kulshim. But what about Gozel? That for sure doesn't say it. That we don't have any basis for. So Gemara answers Mitzvah Bavare. So that's why that's, which is also, you know, in other words, both Teirutzim are really saying the same thing. I mean, both Gabri Yobish and Gozel were really saying the same thing. That the specific Lulav and Esrog the Kapsulim are only Berishan. But Lulav HaGozel VaYobish are possible not because of a Lulav and Esrog the Kapsul, but because of a generic Mitzvah the Kapsul. In the case of Yobish, because of what? Zekele Maveu. In the case of Gozel, because of Mitzvah Babavera. They have in common that these are mitzvah de kipsulim, they're not lulav esek de kipsulim. Then we have that's the stomach of the Gemara. But yes, and Rav Ami, that's Rav Ami's shita. Then we have a new shita, Shmuel and Rava. They deny the kaposik v'tani. They say that we don't have over here they don't read the Mishnah as kaposik v'tani. So what's explicit in the Gemara is that therefore Gosel is only Verishin. They don't subscribe to Mitzvah Bavaver. What I'm suggesting is that likewise we can get rid of the generic Yavishdik Kapsul, the Zekele Vavedik Kapsul. That's also a luxury now that we can that's also a chiddush that we can now dispense with. We don't have to posit that some generic psul of Yavish that has to do with Zekele Vavedik. The psul of Yavish is only Berishan, same way the psul of Gosel is only Berishan, and it's a little of a Esigdik Kapsul, Gosel because of Lachem, and Yavish because of Hodar. And that's Rav and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. That's Takel Shita. But finish the Shita Rav and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, where Rav says that the psul of Yovish is Taka not because of Zekeh and Aveu, but because we learn out Lulu from Esrog where it says other, which means it's only Berishan, which is fine because Rav holds that there's no kapasik for Tani. I want to flag something before we go to Tosfos. We're going to come back to it, but I want to just mention it now. I want to point something out now. There's this big discussion in Tosfos about Chazozes. Is the psul of Chazozes only the Olim psul about it to Tosfos? I assume the Olim. The Tosfos has a discussion: is the psul of Chazozes only Berishan, or is the psul of Chazozes called Shiva? So Tosfos says it must be called Shiva because. He says, what kind of psul is chazazas? Hadar. He says, it's not chazar, it's hadar. And hadar, we know, is called shiva. It says in Agama that hadar is called shiva. So if hadar is called shiva, then chazazas is called shiva. So I want to point out, Lefi Rashi, that's not necessarily true. The psul of chazazas might only be Berishan. First of all, according to Shmuel, for sure. Because according to Shmuel, there is no psul of zekele time veil. There's only a psul of hadar. And hadar is like all dinim that say in the pasuk is only Berishan, not called shiva. Even Yavish we've been saying, according to Rashi, is only Berishan. According to Shmuel, is only Berishan, not Kol Shiva. So Chazos is the same way. So that's for sure that according to Shmuel and Rava, if Yavish is only Berishan, so Chazos is only Berishan as well. But I would add that it could be that even according to the Stam of the Gemara, that the, and you know, Ravami, the first Mahalach in the Gemara, that Yavish is possible Kol Shiva because of Zekeli Ben Veil, I'm not so sure that Chazos has to be possible Kol Shiva because of Zekeli Ben Veil. Because Zekel and Aveo is not usually a psul. And the Iris explained, it's only a psul when it's Meshulah Lehidu Lagamri. So Yovish is Meshulah Lehidu Lagamri. The Iris calls to Yishami, Loi HaMesim Yahal Lukops. Yovish to Gezrik is a dead Ezrik. It has no Hidu at all. Also Chazos, I don't know if it's Meshulah Lehidu Lagamri. Mechatesim. It's not the Hidr, it doesn't. So in the Gzeres HaKosuv of a Hodr, Chazazos could be a psul, because it has a disfiguration. It's disfigured. But in the Zekeli of the Anveil, is it Meshul Hidil Agami? I'm not so sure. So again, in the Cheshbon HaDvarim, whether this is good for the Jews or bad for the Jews, I'm not committing myself right now. It has to do with the Cheshbon later on of Tosfos with Chazazos. And I'm just pointing it out now because I don't want to have to go through it again later. So just flagging it. That at least a Mokam Loimer. We're going to have to work out with the Kaposik Vatani, because that Mishnah is also Kaposik Vatani. Again, it's too complicated now to get into. It has to do with the Cheshbonis that Tosfos makes, and I want to wait till we get to Tosfos and start the Cheshbon out. Is there a Kaposik Vatani by Chosar? Because I don't get ahead of myself. But I don't want to have to go over this ground again later, so I just want to point it out. That according to Tosfos, that Hodor is that Psul called Shiva Yovish is Hodor. So Hodor is Hodor and finished. And if it applies called Shiva, it applies called Shiva. And what's the difference, Chazazos and Yovish? But according to Rashi, that the psul of Yovish Kol Shiva is a new psul of Zekeli Van Veil. Even according to the Rav Ami, that there's a psul of Yovish Kol Shiva. But it's not the psul of Hodor, it's the psul of Zekeli Van Veil. That's something that's Meshul Hidu Lagamri. The Gemara says we wants to posit that that's a psul. So that's something that's Yovish, that's Loya Mason, that's Meshul Hidu Lagamri. But a Chazozis that's only has some Hidr. So I'm just trying to say about it for other reasons in their scheme of things. The Ran also says Chazosis is not as totally lacking in Hidr as Yovish. Chazosis is not totally lacking in Hidr. So that might be that in Hodr it's a Chisor, but in Zekeli Maveil, I'm not so sure. At least it's a Mokum Loimel of Yirashi that even if Yovish is possible called Shiva, but Chazosis might not. Right now, for what we're holding right now, it's not important. Yeah. I just want to point it out now because later on it might be important.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. According to Rashi, according to the, not like Rav, so what would be a Joshua Hadar at all?
According to Rashi, according to the Stamina Gemara?
According to the
Stamina Gemara. Yeah, there's Joshua Hadar Barishan. The Rishan is, or the Miklash, there's a din of, the Abad is a din of Hadar. There's a din of Hadar. Yeah, there's a din of Hadar. I don't need it for Yavish, because Yavish is Meshul Hidul Gami, it's possible as the Kaili Lai Meo. Nonetheless, but there is a possible of Hadar, maybe it's to get to other things, maybe it's to get to Chazazas. You know, could have other Nakamidas, things that are not Meshul Hidul Gami, but they could still be there as a cause of Hadar. Yeah, of course you could say that. Maybe you could say that if you have a psul of Zekeh and Meir, you don't need a psul of Hadar. Oh, we'll use the pasuk for other things. The pasuk, there's other drushes to be made from Hadar. Yeah, I'm not committing myself. Could be, you know, it could be that once you have a drush, once you have a psul of Zekeh and Meir, maybe the psul of Hadar is moot. And you don't need it. Oh, we'll use Hadar for something else. Anyway, Rashi Nachman Amar Aleph, for example, has a kashya. According to Rav, Dashan's Hadar for Yavish. So Rashi says to them, it's not available. The Gemara is a drasha that a hadar, that how do we know an esrog is an esrog? How do we say creates hadar is an esrog? So one of the drashas is because we dash in a hadar is a lashon of hydro, and it's water because the esrog has got all the right mind. So Rashi says if you use it up for yavesh, that it's not available. Tell me that it has to be a hydraulic fruit, so a hydrated fruit. So Rashi says that you know, your rabbi doesn't have that drasha. So like there's other drashas bouncing around over here. It's not. We don't have to dash into a hadar. But could be there is nafkamina. Maybe there are things that they don't lack in zekeh levaveu. On the grounds of zekeh levaveu, we can't pass along. But on the grounds of hadar, maybe we can still pass along. Chazosas might be an example of something that it's not mashul hadar legamri, but it's not mashul zekeh levaveu legamri. So we can't pass it off zekeh levaveu, but to pass it on the grounds of hadar, maybe we could. That'll have to wait more until we get to the tesis and the discussion about the. That chazazes. What time is it? Yeah, okay, I guess we'll stop here. Okay, tomorrow we'll do the processes.